JJ, can you talk about the problems Cam Newton poses, especially as a runner?
I mean, he can do both things. He can run, he can pass. So obviously he's a big guy, moves very well. You have to make sure you account for him both, obviously, in the passing game and also the running game.
JJ, what have you seen from their offensive line? I haven't had a chance to watch Cam
before, but... they're a group that works well together. I think four of their five guys have been together for at least a year now. So they work well together, and looking forward to the challenge.
JJ, what are some of the things that you would like to see the defense improve upon last week?
I'd like to get some takeaways. I'd like to take the ball away. You know, that's one thing we're really going to focus on is we're trying to force some errors, force some takeaways, and get the ball back in our offense's hands so they can put the points on the board.
What did you think of, in looking back, what Jadeveon was able to contribute when he was out there?
I thought he did well. I know he wants to play more, and I'm sure as we move forward, he'll get a chance to once they ease him back into it. But just looking forward to seeing him continue to improve.
Bill told us the other day that you almost intercepted a screen pass. How close did you come?
Yeah, I screwed that one up. It hit one of my hands, but my hands were too far apart. I just kind of mistimed it. So I guess I need to work on the jugs machine a little more.
JJ, when you look at the play action, the screen games, the things the Chiefs did, how much do you think other teams may try to duplicate that? And what do you guys do to kind of correct those sort of things?
You know, that's what we're working on. We're working on correcting those types of things. And, I mean, that's what you do every single week. You go out there, you watch the film, you see what you had problems with, you see what you need to correct, and we go out there and we fix them. So I think our team does a really good job of that, and I think we even did it. We do it within the game. I mean, you look at the second half versus the first half. So you just have, moving forward, we continue to improve upon the things we need to grow on. I think it'll just continue to improve. I think that as you get more comfortable, as things continue to flow, it'll get better and better.
Are you going to play with a helmet?
I'm going to try to. My mom called me twice after the game, once immediately after and once later that night. She just wanted to check and make sure I was okay. Twice. I assured her that I was fine. But yeah, I've put more air in the helmet now, and hopefully 330-pound men won't try and rip it off again, because it comes off pretty easily if they try.
Is that painful?
Yes, very painful. I mean, because the chin strap is still on, it scrapes up your nose and basically just straight over the top of your head. But
so when you keep going like that to make the play, is that just your football instincts are taking over and you're not worrying about protection, you're just going?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where people made such a big deal of it, and literally, you don't even think twice about it. Like, I wouldn't have thought it was a big deal until people made a big deal out of it, because you're playing the game. I mean, it's like if a glove falls off or a shoe falls off, you're not just going to stop the middle of the play. You're going to go make the play. I don't think I did anything different than anyone else would have done in that situation.
JJ, were you conscious you didn't have the helmet on, or did it happen too quick?
I mean, I realized that my helmet came off. I knew that happened. It's not like I sat there and was like, oh, I should probably slow down now. This isn't good. It's just, that's what happened. And like I said, it was, takes a lot of force to pull that thing off. So I was just fortunate that it kind of helped when it came off, because then I got to go get the sack.
JJ, even though that Cam Newton and Alex Smith are very different.
Hang on one second. We got two going on. Marco Head, I got you coming up.
Yeah. How do you control your anger in that situation? Not your bandwidth, which, of course, you can't do.
I got a sack, Mark. What am I going to be mad about? it doesn't bother me. I've seen everything in the books. I mean, I don't really get that angry unless something's blatantly dirty and cheap. And I don't think that was dirty or cheap at all. I think that he was just trying to block, and maybe I got a little lower and his hands got high. I don't think there was anything wrong with that play. So no harm, no foul. It's just football.
Even though obviously you're amped up all through all these games, all these years, and stuff like that has happened, have you had to take some time to make sure in the middle of a game you don't overreact or get mad or do something you'd regret?
I don't know. I think that there's times you can use it to your advantage if you can find a way to funnel that and use it as positive motivation. I think motivation comes in so many different forms. It's pretty tough to get in. You know, I don't think I'm trying to think of a situation where I've let it affect me in a negative way. And it really, you just have to use it in a positive way. And most of the time, I mean, if somebody something dirty happens or something, most of the time you just laugh. I mean, because you let the play on the field do the talking. I mean, if anybody's going to try anything dirty, just look at the stats, look at the game, go out there and play it. And you can't really it's not fun to win a war of words. It's way more fun to win a war in an actual battle.
Even though Cam and Alex are obviously very different in so many ways, do you expect to see some similar things from what Newton does, what their offense does, to what you saw in week one?
I'd imagine you're going to see Cam run a little bit more than Alex did, and just the nature of their offenses and the way things go. So they use him a little bit more as a runner. But I think that just like they both can get out of the pocket if you let them, and you want to make sure that you do a great job with pocket containing your guys, keeping them in there and forcing them to beat you with their arm. Maybe. Yeah. You guys have a good day.